Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
All right. That's right. Thank you, Mick, from Bell and Sebastian. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Western Hemisphere. Great show today. Bunch of records I bought on a road trip I took this weekend. It's going to be lots of cool stuff, lots of new stuff. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great show. Are you ready for this, Vancouver? Are you ready? Are you ready? New Animal Collective. Here you go.
Walk
Nicely done. That was Winnipeg's Tiger Beat from their album Don't Bother Me While I'm Doing Magic, the song The Sky Fell in Love. Before that, we heard Waves from their new 7-inch, was it? No, from the Waves album. There's an extra V in there. That song was called California Goth. Love the drums on that song. And at the top, we heard Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective from their new album, Merriweather Park Pavilion. And I'm starting to feel it. I feel like we're on our way out of this weather. It's been foggy for so long now. I think we're going on 20 days now. But yeah, I'm just thinking about summer. We're going to get there. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to not have to wear wool sweaters and big raincoats all the time. Going to go hang out at the beach. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Reminder that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Weirdness DJ Night with Fine Mist, Air Castle, and Enemy Bell. Friday night, Junior Major with The Good News, Paper Cranes, and The New Values. And Saturday night, Glory Days featuring Metronomy and Fan Death. All of those sound great. And even great as well. Even great. Madden Kim next Wednesday. Biltmore, you're just holding it down. You're in the groove now. So come check them out. 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out biltmorecabaret.com. All right. So I went down to Portland with some friends this weekend. It was a lot of fun, and it's a great town. There's lots of really fun things to do. Ground Control is an arcade there where all the games are 25 cents, and they play metal on vinyl the entire time, and beers are $2. It's sort of like Disneyland for people in their 20s and 30s. I also went to a couple of great record stores. If you're downtown Portland, Powell's is kind of like this landmark bookstore right in the middle of town. Just down the street from there is a place called Jackpot Records. So I got a few records there, and then up the street is Everyday Music, which is huge and very plentiful. So a bunch of things that I got. I'm going to play a couple of them now. So first up, we're going to hear an album called Oh Graveyard, You Can't Hold Me Always. It's on Mississippi Records, which, despite the name, is based in Portland. And I guess they specialize in releasing kind of old-timey recordings. They find these things that you'll never find anywhere else. And so this is a compilation of gospel songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And it's it's great. I listened to it last night, and I really liked it. So we're going to hear... Dead Air. We're going to hear James Carter and the Mighty Stars, You Don't Know. And then after that, an album that I found after searching for a really long time, The Seeds' first album. So we're going to hear It's a Hard Life from The Seeds' debut album. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
As I was walking down the streets the other day, I saw a friend of mine, and this is what he told me. He said, Jane, that's my name. Asked him, where was his mother?
is so tight, no, he can't go on. You know, with starving man won't punch the clock. Go on, try, try, trying again. Get yourself back in shape again.
All right. That was Handsome Furs from their new album, Face Control. Pretty great song. I really liked their last album, you know. Simple. They keep their songs fairly consistent, but they're good. It's good formula. Why mess with it? That was the song, yeah, Face Control album. No, album, song, Legal Tender. Album, Face Control. There you go. Before that, we heard The Seeds from their debut album, Life is Hard. Is the song. And then we heard from the Mississippi Records album compilation, Oh Graveyard, You Can't Hold Me Always. The song was You Don't Know by James Furr. By James Carter and the Mighty Stars. You Don't Know. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to fill in my play sheet yet, so I can't easily read what I've been playing. I'm going to do show listings now. How about that? So coming up to town tonight, the Pets are playing with Dinosaur and Missing Link at Honey, also Time Cops. I don't know Time Cops, but all happening at the Honey Lounge tonight. Tomorrow night, Die Rots are playing with the Maynards and Beelines at the Peanut Gallery. Corbin Murdoch is playing with Nautical Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Miles are playing with the Sappers at the Center A Gallery. Japanese Graffiti, Nihilist Party, and Boos are playing at the Neapolitan. On Saturday night, Andy and Luca are playing with No Gold and Healthy Students at the Peanut Gallery. Metronomy is playing with Fan Death as part of Glory Days at the Biltmore. Beach House is playing at Richards & Richards on Sunday night. If you haven't seen them, definitely worth your while. Later in the week, on Wednesday, Matt and Kim at the Biltmore. On the 29th, May She... playing with the Shearing Pinks, Certain Breeds, and Sex Party at the Biltmore. On the 30th, Haunted Beard, love it, love it, great name, are playing with Shipyards, Kidnap Kids, and Loop Garou at Hoko's. That same night, Hercules and Love Affair are doing a DJ set with Pat Mahoney, Eric Devereaux, and Jason Lev at Celebrities. On the 31st, Vapid is at Glory Days at the Biltmore, and the Low Decibel Festival is happening at the Shed. Now, this is crazy. I can't believe all... there's like 20 bands, 30 bands there that are going to be playing. It's going to be very hectic. It's at 10th and Fraser, or thereabouts, and in Chris Horrific's backyard. He's playing Collapsing Opposites, Unreliable Narrator, Rollmock, Adrian Teacher, Jay and Megan of International Falls, Rose Melberg, Fanshaw, back... She just recorded her album this weekend. So exciting. Glad to have her back in the mix. Sean Maxey of The Doers and many, 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 many more. That should be a lot of fun. Into February, performance or the Push Festival is happening. There's lots of cool stuff. The Awkward Stage are playing their last show for a while as a part of the festival. Dean Wareham of Luna and Galaxy 500 fame is doing this special kind of accompaniment to an Andy Warhol screen tests from the 60s. Should be very cool. And the thing that I'm most excited about is a performance of a new musical, a prison musical, written by Nick Hrabacik of Piano and No Kids. That's going to be happening on the 5th and the 6th at Performance Works. No tickets in advance. You got to get there at the door. I believe they're $20 or something. And Performance Works is down at Granville Island. If you go on the Thursday night, there's a performance by Parenthetical Girls, their label mates on Tom Lab, right after. So that should be awesome. A few other shows that you should know about. Pierced Arrows from Portland at the Railway on the 21st of February. That is going to be wild. A few other shows just announced. Ariel Pink on March 21st at the Media Club. Bony Prince Billy is playing on the 25th of March at the Vogue. AIDS Wolf on April 4th at the Biltmore. Acid Mothers on the 7th of April at the Biltmore. And Animal Collective is playing at the Commodore on May 24th. I believe tickets go on sale this weekend, so get on that. Also, as Quinn Amori of the local music, a very good music blog from Blown Speakers, pointed out, they have a couple of days off right before that, so there's a very good chance that they'll be playing Sasquatch, because that's Sasquatch weekend. So if you're thinking of going to Sasquatch, you might want to hold off on getting those tickets. But otherwise, get on it, because I think they're going to go very, very quickly. All right, back to the music. A few other records that I picked up this weekend. One, the West Coast Experimental Pop Art, or the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. I picked up their second, or their first proper album. It's called Part One. We're going to hear the song Help, I'm a Rock. I listened to this last night. Great stuff. Looking forward to playing it for you nice people. And after that, I finally found a vinyl copy of The OCs, also on Tom Lab Records, along with Parenthetical Girls and No Kids. And we're going to hear the title track from their album, The Master's Bedroom. What is it again? The Master's Bedroom is worth spending a night in. All right. Let's get to it. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
Up and get my driver's license and pick up some freaks in front of Pandora's box.
Help on the rock.
Help on the rock.
Help on the rock. Somebody please, please help me. Help on the rock. Please, please, help on the rock.
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 I wonder help, if they're freaking out somewhere in help, Minnesota. Minnesota. Minnesota, Minnesota.
Help on the rock.
I wonder if they're freaking out in Kansas
help,
City.
Kansas City.
Help on the rock.
Help on the rock.
I'm a rock, help, I'm a rock.
Help, I'm a rock.
Thank you.
All right, all right. That was the OCs from their album, The Master's Bedroom is Very Fun to Spend the Night In, something like that. And that was the title track. And before that, we heard the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with their song, Help, I'm a Rock. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome to the studio the former tenant of this time slot and former host of Unpack Your Adjectives and all-around swell lady, Pramita Zarinkumar.
I'll clap for myself. Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, Duncan. Thanks for having me back here.
Hey, no problem. How does it feel? It's good to be back.
I like that the bathrooms on this floor have smelt the same for like 8 years.
But they're so much better than the basement bathrooms.
True.
Those are, I always, even if I'm downstairs, I come upstairs to, you're in school now?
I am.
How's it going?
It's been intense last semester, but I'm graduating, baby.
Woo!
It's coming.
Congratulations.
There is an end to this painful struggle.
Ooh, I guess I lose my bet. No. Any music that you've been listening to lately that's really captured you?
I haven't listened to much other than the new Animal Collective.
And what do you think?
Which I love.
It's got its hooks in me. At first, I was listening to it. I was like, I don't know that I'm really, this is good. And then something, my girls just, committed. I'm in. I listened to it like 5 times in a row this morning. It's not good. We were on the trip to Portland together.
We were indeed.
It was a lot of fun. I'm playing a bunch of the records that I bought down there.
I'm so glad nothing happened to them in the car.
Yeah. Well, there was some intrigue in the car, but we were in capable hands, and it all worked out just fine. I packed them at the back of the trunk so that they wouldn't get crushed. Records and trunks always freak me out. So, was Corey's record okay?
Yeah.
It's a little wobbly. You just put a penny on top of the needlehead, and then it'll ride it out. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to a couple more records. Have you seen Dead Moon? Dead Moon.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah, so talked to her. She was amazing.
I know. Tootie?
Yeah, Tootie.
Tootie. Love Tootie. So we're going to play. They're coming to town. I've been ranting about it for a while. And I'm going to play a couple of songs that from bands that they were in before, or at least Fred Cole was in before he was in Dead Moon or Pierce Darrow's. So we're going to hear a track from The Rats, which is one of their bands, and from Lollipop Shop / Weeds, which was the like 60s psychedelic band he was in. And so we're going to hear that record. It's from, 1966. It's incredible. They played with Buffalo Springfield. I'll show you the gatefold LP. It's so crazy. So we're going to hear that. But before we hear that, because I have to queue up the records, we're going to hear some Shearing Pinks. They're playing in town pretty soon, and they have a new album out called Ultra Snake, and it is pretty fantastic. So we're going to hear Sick Hands Off. Good advice for anyone. Take those sick hands off. After that, we're going to hear some Jay Retard. Retard? I don't know. I don't ever want to say that word, but it's right there, just staring back at me. Say it. The song is called I'm Watching You. It's in line with a whole bunch of creepy songs I've been playing lately. I played a bunch of creepy songs last week, like Gary Wilson and Napoleon XIV. He drops the C-bomb in this song. So listener advisory out there. I don't want any complaints. That comes off of his Matador singles. Then we're going to hear some the Portland's Finest. All right, that's the lineup. This is what we're doing, people. Let's do it.
Yeah. February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Cannonball, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno and from Sonic Youth, Thursday morning. On February 15th, 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Start Disability Arts and Culture present Weights, a live performance with Lynn Manning, riveting one-man's play told by actor storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when Fuller shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opened with Beasley singer-songwriter and recent award-winner Christopher Tour. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
And we're back. So that was, let's see, that was The Rats with World War III. Come on! World War III, giddy up! And before that, we heard Lollipop Shop / Weeds with the song, It's Your Time. It's Your Time. It's time to get off the air for old Duncan. Let's finish things up. Well, no, I'm going to play one song, and then I'll be back. How about that? Let's listen to some Blow. She's from Portland. Had a great time in Portland. Let's listen to a little bit of the Blow here. All right, people. Let's get Duncan not talking anymore. Here he is, Paper Television, the Blow.
I must admit, been a little bit afraid of your relationship with the universe. I know that you love him best, and I can see the way he lights you up. I can feel him pounding there in your chest. I know one day your love story with him will probably take you away, and I'll cry. Yeah. But I'll do it in the way I heard the therapist say. It's not just sad, it just feels. I'm not immune to all the fears that float my atmosphere? Am I awful? Will I end up alone? I can fall, feel a claw in the night. I'll spend a week or two controlled by the phone. Car and we'll go all the way. There's no good reason not to end. Big one, I thought that I was being generous, sharing you with him. Oh, and big one, oh, do not mind to share. No, and big one, I can see it'll always be you and the big you. Ooh. Big one, I consider myself lucky to be let in on your threesome.
Summer days just after summer rain, when all the air was damp and warm in the green of country lanes, and the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Do you remember golden days and golden summer sun? The sound of laughter in our ears and the breeze as we would run. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park.
Oh, roads in my mind take me back in my mind, and I can't forget you, won't forget you, won't forget those days. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about the world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park.
So lovely. Thank you, Zombies, for appearing on vinyl in a record store in Portland so that I could purchase you and bring you here to share with Vancouver. That was Beechwood Park from their album Odyssey and Oracle. Before that, we heard Ah, who cares? Let's move on. The Blow. All right. Thanks for listening to the show. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast. It's available at citr.ca. There's also a Dunkin' Donuts blog. That's at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And you can see what I played today when I figure out what I played today. It's kind of a rough day. I was a little, like, all over the place. Sorry for you. It was like a throwback to when I used to make tons of technical gaffes rather than just a lot of them. So that's nice. Thank you so much for coming, Parm.
Thank you for having me again.
Really appreciate it. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down and Robin with Ink Studs. So stay tuned to A Killer Afternoon here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to close things off with one of Portland's lost sons, Elliot Smith. That's fine to say. I'm eulogizing.
Play a song, Duncan.
All right, it's Angelis from Either Or. It's a beautiful song. Let's just leave it at that. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game? A chance to you, him as one. Thrill skill, so glad to meet you, Angela. Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. That you add up all the cards left to play. To zero and sign up. Start me trying now. Cause I'm all over it, Angela. I can make you satisfied in everything you do. All your secret wishes could right now be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you, Angela.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get a